Today's podcast is a segment from Mack Brown, head football coach at North Carolina, from Lawrence First and Goal Clinic this past January. And in this part, Coach is talking about how we win. And one of the key things he focuses on here is having players visualize success. He tells an interesting story about Vince Young and how he wants to keep him positive, and he had to bring him out of a poor performance to having a great performance. And so visualization is a big part of that, and Coach talks about why that's important in this segment.
In that light, when you start visualizing success, Vince Young was a great quarterback for us when we were at Texas. He was struggling. A lot of people said you can't have a black quarterback at Texas. A lot of people said they didn't like his throwing motion. He didn't look like Peyton Manning, and he wasn't a guy that went to all these camps. And a lot of people said he should be a receiver. He should be a free safety. So second year he's playing for us. He redshirted the first year, but his first year to play, we're at Oklahoma. At the Oklahoma game, we get beat 12-0. First time Texas hadn't scored in like 188 games or something. And he fumbled going in. Cedric Benson fumbled going in, but we get beat 12-0. Well, you don't want to play at home the week after you lose to Oklahoma if you're at Texas. So we're in Austin the next week, and people aren't very happy anyway. And Vince completes 9 passes the first half against Missouri, 5 to us, 4 to them. I guess one was incomplete. So he completed 9 passes, had an incompletion. So I jerked him out, 4 interceptions. He threw his helmet. He was pouting. Chance Mock had done an outstanding job, but Vince ran better than Chance, and we weren't as good in the offensive line at that time. So we'd made a change when Chance Mock had the number one passing efficiency in the country at quarterback. So we're sitting here, and I walk over and I tell Vince, you got millions of people watching you, man. You go support Chance like he has you. That's really important. So Missouri's got a good team. We win the game 28-24, but now we got a problem. All the media are asking after the game, who's your starting quarterback? And I said, we'll just deal with that next week. So the next morning, I meet with Vince myself. I sit down with him. He's pouting. Still didn't like the fact I pulled him out. He's a redshirt freshman. And I showed his high school video where he had been so good. And I said, Vince, I don't know where this kid went. I want him back. This guy was a winner. You're covering kickoffs when your team's down to try to win the game. So it's all about winning the game. And I said, the only stat that anybody's going to remember you for when you get through playing is your win-loss record. That's it. Nothing else will matter long-term, because everybody's wanting him to throw more, and he's wanting to throw more. And you don't think I'm a quarterback. You're having me run. And then I started showing him Texas video. And I showed him video of where he'd been so good. And he'd made so many plays in games. And I said, I don't know where that guy went. I want him back. I got to have him back. So quit worrying about your throwing motion. Quit worrying about anything except winning the games. And we basically got 5 runs that he really liked and 5 passes that we really liked, and said, this is what we're going to do. And I said, now I'm going to start you against Texas Tech this weekend. But if you don't play better than you did at Oklahoma and Missouri, I'm going to have to bench you. And I didn't want to do that, but I said, that's where we are. And Texas Tech had just beaten Nebraska 70-10. They were a top 10 team. We're going to Lubbock. They'd had a week off. So it was going to be a hard game for us. So all week, Vince really struggled in practice. And I stayed really positive. Greg Davis, his offensive coordinator and quarterback coach, did the same. But he really struggled. And then in the game and pregame, I'm talking to Greg. He's bouncing balls that he's throwing. It just looks like he's got no confidence. He looked awful. And in the game, he completed 11 of 15 passes for 250 yards. He ran for another 250 yards. And then we won the game by a big margin, I think 52-17 or something. And he never lost another game. But it was all about the hole he had put himself in with his self-image. He had been beaten down so much, he had no confidence. And he ends up, I thought should have won the Heisman, but he ends up being the runner-up for the Heisman and wins a national championship after that. So pick them up when they're down.
Thanks for listening to today's Coaching Coordinator Quickcast. The link to the entire talk can be found on CoachTube and is in our show notes. Follow all we're doing at coachingcoordinator.com and follow me on Twitter at Coach K. Grabowski.